Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get back to the Colts, Red Sox apparently have interest or reportedly have interest in Devin Williams. Didn't seem like the Yanks are going to entertain bringing back Williams yesterday when Cashman spoke. He was speaking highly of Bednar, talking about how they already have a closer. So I'm sure Williams' market will take him elsewhere. Maybe even if his market was favorable, the Yankees probably just want to move on from Devin Williams.
I would. I would move on. I still think the Red Sox are going to make a big play for Pete. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, how big a play?
Well, I mean, as big as anybody else is going to make for Pete here. I just think when you look at their lineup, I mean, think about how young they were against the Yankees. You throw him in that in the middle of the order, four spot. I guess you could do three if you want to. With that, with those dimensions in Fenway, I mean, Pete would, he would blast that wall. He would crush it in Boston.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think he'd be a good fit. I think he'd be a good Red Sox. I think he could be a good Philly. I'd just be curious to see what the offers are going to be for Pete. And if I'm the Mets, I would be proactive and not even let it get to that point. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. TC is calling from CT. What's up, TC?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hell of a week of radio here with the firing of a Giants coach, and now you're right into the hot stove. A caller brought it up earlier. I think my number one guy is Michael King this year. When you think about Yankee pitchers, you think about guys like Gray, who couldn't cut it when he came into New York. We know Michael King can get it done in New York. Yeah. And I think you put him in that rotation behind Cole and Freed. You have him. Look at the playoffs each and every year. We think about the depth of the pitching that these teams that continue to win have in October. If we can really bolster that pitching rotation down the stretch here, I think that gives the Yankees the best chance to win. I know
TC,
they have
hold
to,
on a sec, buddy.
Holes to fill.
You think that that's their top priority? I mean, they got to get some sticks in here, some defense.
I would definitely absolutely resign Cody Bellinger. That's, yep. If you want to put it in order, I would put that bringing back Cody number
which
one.
Which game of the postseason is Michael King starting?
Hopefully the one that Luis Gil did last year against Toronto.
Well, not even.
Exactly.
No, other than you're going to have, that's true, because you're going to have Cole back. That's true.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, now, you always have to plan for, and thank you for the call, TC. We appreciate you checking in. You always have to plan for injury, of course, but to go out there and spend on Michael King, I don't know what he's going to get. I'm assuming he's going to get a decent amount because teams need pitching, and he's not the higher end, so the teams that can't afford the higher end guys are going to be bidding for King. Where is he slotting in with the Yankees? Unless they trade Rodon. Kohler brought that up before, and I think it's a brilliant idea. I don't know what the market would be like for him. I'm sure you get good value back for Rodon and rid yourself of that contract. I'm not sure the Yankees want to do that. I would, because right now you'd be selling high on Rodon, a guy who could be such a, you know, volatile component in that Yankee rotation.
Yep.
Struggle in big spots, struggle in the postseason. You know, he's a little bit of an enigma sometimes, a hothead. And now, he was very good this year. I don't trust that he could do that again or that he will do that again. And even in the good year, I don't trust what he's doing in the postseason. You saw that. So if you could trade him now while he's still got some value, I would look to get out from under that contract. And you still have a nice solid rotation with Cole coming back, with Freed, with Schlittler, with Heel. And if you want to add somebody else, I'd be fine with that.
It's too. A lot of names, and not all of them can take the baseball every 5 days.
Schmidt,
now,
I didn't even mention
Clark Schmidt. But he's come back late. Yeah, he'll be back like August. I mean, yeah, no, listen, strength in numbers. We've seen this with the Dodgers. Dodgers got healthy late. Dodgers won the World Series. So, I mean, with Freed, with Cole, with Rodon, with Heel, with Will Warren, with Schmidt eventually back, and there's one or two players that the Yankees really like, and this is one thing that I kind of trust their assessments of their pitchers much more than their position players. So they seem to have a good grip on some young guys coming up. That's just a lot of names, man. Now, you want to tell me you want to trade a Rodon or a Warren or a Heel and then bring in a King? I'm open to it. I would like to save these names for a Skubal trade,
right,
or a Skeens trade.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. So the Yankees could move on from Rodon, and they could also go all in and replace Rodon in the rotation with Skubal. That's thinking big.
Would you do that for a rental if you're the Yankees?
Yeah,
I know you don't want to do that with the Mets for McClain, right? So, but you're not giving up. You're not giving up.
Let
me clean that up. Yeah. So, would you give up? Would you give up Lombard?
Yeah.
For a rental.
I would. Yeah.
I'm not doing that for a rent. Not him.
Yeah.
The Jones, the Dominguez,
I'm
the Warrens, the Heels. I'm going to hold on to Lombard for a rental. Him, he's different.
If you could tell.
At least for me.
Yeah.
But you got to have an opinion of it. I don't know. He might be a 230 hitter when it's all said and done.
I heard Dominguez was different. As a matter of fact, he was so different that they nicknamed him the Martian.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Lombard's destined to fail.
The Martian,
everybody's different.
The Martian's so out of this world, he has no position. He can't play anywhere.
Yeah, but by the way, the way you make him seem like he hit 203 and had an OPS of 590.
Right.
Like, I don't think Dominguez is valueless. Right. I mean, now, I don't think he's going to play center for him.
Is he what they said he was going to be?
No. I've always shared that opinion.
And when they say they, I don't mean the Yankees.
I understand.
I'm talking about everybody.
He is not. He was not the number one prospect in baseball like he was deemed by many. I don't know if he could play left field.
I
don't know if he
can
bat righty.
I heard the same crap about Beatty, about Alvarez. It's all these
guys.
Maybe
Benj this year if he gets a look in center field. I get it. Listen, I get it. All I'm saying is I differentiate between somebody who I think might be a little different. Doesn't mean I'm going to be right.
Right.
Like Spencer Jones is a strikeout machine. He played in college, so he's not a young kid. He's in his mid-20s. So he either pops this year or it's time to move on.
I don't know if there's a way you get Skubal without Lombard.
Yes, but because I can't do it for a rental.
That's fair.
That's
you're
the
right.
One thing.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
That's your opinion. That's fine. I'm saying I would do it because if I want to add Skubal to a rotation with Cole and Fried, now do I think it's a top priority? No, but I'm trying to win a World Series and compete with the Dodgers. Look at the names the Dodgers run out there, and then look at the names the Yankees could run out there if it meant Skubal, Fried, Cole. You're now on par, if not better, than the Dodgers, not to mention the other guys. Schlittler, you're not giving up either. He's the one guy I'm not giving up for Skubal. I would give up Lombard. If you had to give up one or the other, which one are you giving up?
I'd probably lean towards Lombard. I've already seen Schlittler
stuff. You can make an argument for Schlittler, whatever. My point is you're probably going to have to give up one of those to get Skubal, I would assume.
I would agree with that.
Anyway, and then I would, it's going to take more than that as well. I would also go get Kwan, and now I'd be loaded. I'm trying to load up the team here to go make a run at the Dodgers, go win a World Series. The bar has been raised. The Dodgers have raised the bar here. what they do works. Everybody can look at the lesser teams and say, oh, you don't need the high payroll, and look what all these teams do. It's a nice little story. The Dodgers have won back-to-back World Series by stockpiling star on top of star on top of star. How do they do that? They spend big. They trade their prospects. They replenish the farm system. Yeah. It's really not that hard of an example to follow. You just have to be as good and as smart as they are. And by the way, if you miss, which they have, it can't hurt you. Like Tanner Scott.
Yep.
The old Mets, if they make a miss on a guy like Tanner Scott, they're crippled. The new Mets, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't be, well, if you committed to Diaz and he was no good, now what? Now what? You spend more. You move on and you spend more, like the Yankees used to do. When they missed on Pavano or Jacoby Ellsbury, the Yankees, or Sterling Hitchcock, the Yankees' greatest thing years ago, to me, the differentiator was because they could eat mistakes. Every team's going to make a mistake. The Yankees used to be able to eat mistakes more so than anybody else. And now they operate in a world where they're afraid to make mistakes.
I mean, we were begging them to get rid of Hicks and DJ, so it's changed. But I think the Yankees were also able to absorb these mistakes because they were just trotting out better players 1 through 9. You know, you think about this, the lineups back in the day when they were champions, and not just 09, but obviously the bunch before that, they were just a better team. So, like, you know, it wasn't as glaring if you miss on a guy. And it really started with Ellsbury, where it started getting a little sloppy. They misread that, and they held on to him a little longer. Same with Pavano, who you mentioned. I don't know. I do think, listen, the Dodgers, I would love to see that kind of Hail Mary by both the Yanks and the Mets. The one thing, though, and the Dodgers do have this built-in advantage because it's not a lack of want. Yanks tried, Mets tried. I mean, if the Japanese players don't want to come here.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
I mean, that's a massive advantage. I mean,
understood.
The Dodgers are starting in midfield. We're starting at our own 20.
Understood. I understand. But on top of that, they still go out there and get star after star. You're right. I mean, that's been a big part of the problem. If Ohtani doesn't go to the Dodgers, I don't think everybody else follows. And that has been a big difference in why the Dodgers have been able to separate themselves. But instead of sitting here just being like, well.
Yeah, no. You got to try something.
Oh, I mean, do something else. You can't just sit back and say, well, we can't get any Japanese players. We're screwed. You got to go hard after it. Hoff, you have something to say?
I do. It's this trick that I've learned. It's called defer a ton of money.
If the players don't want to do it.
Overspend. Say, listen, you may not want to defer it. I'm going to give you more money than you want.
But the Mets could do that without deferrals. And by the way, the Yankees should be able to do that as well.
I agree.
But they're not, though.
Soto doesn't want his money deferred. Would you? Would you? If you're Juan Soto or anybody else outside of Ohtani, you could. If you were telling me, Sal, you're going to make $40 million this year, no matter what, in endorsements. So I'm going to pay you $700 million, but I'm going to pay it to you in 30 years. I'd be like, okay, because I'm making $40 million anyway. Most guys aren't. So if you're saying in a normal world where, okay, what's my salary? I want $40 million. That's what I'm worth this year. I want it now. I mean, maybe defer some of it, but ultimately, I'm not worried about it. I might be dead in 30 years. Deferrals. I want it now.
Well, Sammy will be happy.
Yeah, I know.
Daddy leaving that nest egg. Listen, the Dodgers have created this economic model, and you give them credit. I mean, forward thinking, very innovative way to go about it. Doesn't mean the other teams can't start replicating what they created. Like, we'll give the Dodgers credit. You guys were the pioneers. I mean, well, the Mets really with the deferral, but the Dodgers took out.
Other teams have done this.
Yeah, but not to this extent.
Because the player allowed it.
For sure. And I said yesterday, I don't know, but I'm guessing $30, $40 million. When you have that kind of coming in from New Balance, you know, and you're a global entity, you know, Juan Soto's a great hitter, and, you know, he's got some deals, but I mean, Ohtani sells around the world.
Also,
Juan Soto does not. Judge doesn't even sell around the world.
Do you think that if Ohtani went to the Mets or Yankees with that same deal and said, hey, I want to be here, but and the Mets and Yankees were like, well, we'd love to have you, but we can't make you fit right now. How about deferrals? If he wanted to be here, he would do it. It's the same thing. Or if he went to them with that deal, of course they would sign up for the deferrals. It's all about the player's want. Ohtani wanted to go to the Dodgers. He made it work the way that he could, also to accommodate Yamamoto, who was right behind him.
Yeah.
At the time that Ohtani signed for that deal, I was like, okay, well, great. I mean, it sucks that he goes to the Dodgers and not one of the New York teams, but great, that takes them out of the mix for Yamamoto. Little did I know that they basically were paying Ohtani nothing, which means that they could go out there and then spend on Yamamoto. What's the deferrals on Yamamoto or Sasaki? What are the deferrals on that? Do we know that?
I don't know.
I don't think there are any, actually.
So
we're talking about deferrals. Everybody gets caught up on deferrals. It's about one guy.
Yeah, but it was just because it seemed so unfair coming off their success, and we hadn't seen it before. We weren't exposed to it. We were kind of caught off guard, like, wow, why do the Yankees not think about this? Well, because Hal's not a finance guy. He's a baseball guy. Well, you know, his baseball family. Now, Cohen, if I'm sitting down, and maybe he did this with Juan Soto with some other stuff. If I'm Cohen and I know the market the way I know it, you would think that deferrals would be, I mean, he'd bust that out of his back pocket and say, look what I'll do for you.
I'm sure.
Take the pace for the Dodgers. Start, you know, try. Now, you can't force somebody to want to do it, but you present it and maybe somebody bites.
If you're Juan Soto, what's more attractive? $765 million over the course of the deal that you're signing up for, or $765 million down the road, or whatever the amount may be.
Well, but it's not 765 down the road because of the interest that you make. That's the whole appeal of the deferrals. They reinvest the money.
No, I'm talking about from Soto's perspective. From the
player. I didn't mean for the team's perspective.
From the player perspective.
Well, the appeal is
even more. Would you rather have $800 million, but all of it deferred, or $765 million now? Over the course of the
15-year deal. I'll take the 765 over 15.
But that's why most players would do that.
Yes, but I think the caveat here, and I think that this is part of the reason why. Now, twofold, I know we got a break. Ohtani, number one, you know, the new balance money, whatever. But also, by doing that, he allowed the Dodgers to go out and get all these other guys. Yeah. So I think part of the appeal from a player to defer as well, all right, I'll defer the money, now go out and do X, Y, and Z and make us a powerhouse.
But the point is, you need a willing participant. It was the perfect storm. The Dodgers had the star that wanted to go there and was also willing to defer all of his money for multiple reasons, including helping the team build a better ball club. And by the way, they've won two World Series since. BT and Sal and the fan will come back. Marlon Wayans interview on the other side.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.